you are tuned into WPFW Washington, your station for jazz and justice.
If you're in DC or the surrounding areas, your dial is on 89.3 WPFW FM. This is listener supported, community powered radio, and it is the fourth Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. It is not the last Monday of 2025, it's the next to last Monday of 2025, if y'all can believe it out there. But anyway, on fourth Mondays, you're joined by me. This is Shug's Line, a.k.a. Sweet Corey Bay, and I am broadcasting in this slot for the Inside Out Radio Collective. Every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m., when you tune into WPFW, you will catch Inside Out Radio, and we are a public affairs program. We are hosted, Inside Out is hosted by a rotating collective of curators, and we create broadcasts to invite you inside of the diverse perspectives of the LGBTQ plus community. We look at everything from pop culture to spirituality to politics through a more inclusive lens. We take our time to pull from our personal backgrounds as hosts to sort of bring things to you in the vein of, uplifting the LGBT perspective. We exist in an increasingly challenged time as LGBTQ people. Maybe perhaps we would characterize the trend in our community of the last few years, the last few decades, really, as one of emergence, of one of culminating some of the rights movements of our great queer ancestors who have worked tirelessly to kind of uplift our communities and sort of advocate for our respect and our place in the larger society. We really kind of stand in the legacy of those folks. But yeah, Inside Out, it's our job really to kind of remedy the erasure that happens, the purposeful marginalization, leaving out our narratives of the story through the programming that we bring on Mondays from 6 to 7 p.m. And so just having this slot, this is my, you know, last show of 2025. This is my first year of being a broadcaster with WPFW. So today's show feels a little bit momentous for me. I have to extend gratitude to the listeners, to the folks who tune in, to the folks who donate and pledge their support to this station, because it's the reason a space like Inside Out exists. There's a reason that WPFW sort of exists as this place where we get to center what other people ignore. We get to tell the truth that others won't or willfully ignore or misconstrue, especially when it comes to the LGBT community. And yeah, our programming on this station, it's rooted in our real lived experiences and expertise as hosts, as members of this community. And yeah, I'm just, you know, it's been really an honor to share space and time. And I look forward to what I have in this hour, in this hour of your day. But anyhow, again, this is Shug's Line, a.k.a. Sweet Quarry Bay. I'm broadcasting here for Inside Out. And I would say, you know, I approach my sort of show with merging what WPFW is known for, I feel, which is, you know, amazing cutting affairs programming that you can kind of listen to get information, to get nourished by, to learn yourself, basically, to give yourself a political underpinning to how you approach life and shaping your perspectives, which, you know, before becoming a host of the station, I was so plugged in to WPFW, I could set my clock by some of the programming that I was going to get because I want to be moving through the world in a way that is informed, in a way that is educated, and not necessarily by, you know, the powers that be, these, you know, media conglomerates that only sort of spin stories in ways that benefits them. So I have a lot of gratitude for that. And I kind of really try to bring that personally to my exploration of public affairs. But I'm a musician. If folks don't know, I am a bassist. I am a touring and traveling musician. I'm not on the road right now, but I spent about a third of my year this year, which is just, it's really massive to think about, you know, the difference, shades and colors that my life has taken on this year. I have traveled in 2025 as far as Australia and Brazil, and I also did a tour across North America. I'm based in Philadelphia, in Southwest Philadelphia, and it's just, you know, but I'm from Prince George's County, Maryland. I grew up listening to WPFW, and I kind of collect music everywhere that I go. I feel my spirits bolstered and enriched by music everywhere I go. So I really lean into my ability to kind of play whatever you want. You can play whatever you want on the radio. There's only a few rules when it comes to what can be broadcast. And foregrounding that always makes me wonder, why do big box stations play the same songs over and over again? Why do they play music without nutritional content? Why don't they, you know, uplift other songs and things to listeners? Because, you know, the radio is such a resource for setting your vibe, setting the day. You know, it is a resource that we can access pretty freely. So, you know, I just like to lean into that. I like to play music that, you know, you don't hear anywhere else, or maybe that sparks something deeper on account of the WPFW listener being someone generally who knows so much about music. But whether this is your first time listening to Inside Out, whether this is your first time catching me, Sweet Quarry Bay, Shug's Line on your airwaves, I just want to welcome you. And yeah, the song that I have for us is a Phyllis Hyman. I think this is a deep cut. Let's listen to Give a Little More. You're listening to WPFW 89.3. This is Suge's Line, a.k.a. Sweet Corey Bay, for the Inside Out Radio Collective. What you just heard was Give a Little More by Phyllis Hyman. I'm in the background jamming with you all. I'm really congratulating myself and leaning into the flex that is getting to play Phyllis Hyman on the radio because I can, just because I can. Give a Little More is personally my ode to the listeners to celebrate a really successful and wonderful pledge drive, and also to congratulate all of my fellow programmers on making their goals, on pouring into the momentum of what keeps WPFW on air, which is it's listener-supported radio. We don't have advertisements, or I'll say advertisements. I was listening to an audiobook by Toni Morrison, and she was reading her novel, Love, and I just noticed that she pronounced it advertisements, which I just found, you know, I don't know. I love Toni Morrison. I love Phyllis Hyman. I love getting to spend time with listeners on the radio and, you know, just invite us all to just give a little bit more of our intention of ourselves to whatever calls us. To whatever, you know, it's most meaningful for us to pour ourselves into. And for me, over the past 12 months, it has been, you know, this hour of radio programming. But anyhow, today I kind of had a loose theme. You know, the loose theme is just sort of important headlines, again, on the subject of Inside Out being a public affairs program that is bringing you messaging about, yeah, public affairs and things from an LGBT-focused lens. I thought that it was very important to kind of uplift a few things. One is that trans youth healthcare is at risk. I'll say that again. Trans youth healthcare being put at risk by the current administration. And the headline I grabbed was simply from NPR that Trump's push to end transgender healthcare for young people under the age of 18. It is opposed by pediatricians. It's a rule that is kind of moving through the legislative branch of our government to kind of limit access to gender affirming care. You know, it kind of uses some talking points that have become very misconstrued over time that have sort of taken on another sort of undertone of villainizing trans folks and ostracizing us as opposed to kind of being rooted and seeing us holistically as a human individual, as a human who needs healthcare. I think that it's very paramount to kind of understand this headline inside of the context of healthcare should be a human right. Healthcare should be a right in this country. And yet still, we see sort of like all these machinations, specifically in the healthcare arena. I think that it's important to kind of foreground, you know, the last government shutdown that we had, a very long government shutdown. The issue that sort of really bubbled to the surface was, you know, denying folks their SNAP benefits and sort of, you know, denying people access to food. Again, that should be another right. But the underlying issue that was kind of bubbling back there was sort of the arguments for healthcare. And, you know, this administration sort of targeting, seeking to dismantle the Affordable Care Act and sort of restructure the way that Americans access their healthcare. Ultimately, you know, all projections are pointing to many folks are going to lose their healthcare and that healthcare is going to become hugely unaffordable. But again, sort of there's this issue of trans youth healthcare that is emerging or sort of like, you know, kind of playing in the background, being moved into the foreground as an issue that's just being sort of presented in a way that, I'm finding it challenging to sort of like put my words together right now because it's something very complex that happens when a non-issue is made central, when something so important as national healthcare issues hangs in the balance. But I think ultimately what happens when you section off a small group of people and you target them and you say, well, for whatever XYZ reason, these folks should not be able to access healthcare that medical professionals have said is really important to their quality of life, to their overall health, to their survival. When we get into the nitty-gritty of cutting people off from accessing those things, and in this case, it's transgender youth, it becomes an issue because that becomes a playbook tactic for cutting off healthcare access to everyone who is not sort of in the majority group. And, you know, we can kind of look back through history and see what happens when smaller groups kind of get picked off. But I think that it's important to kind of just like, you know, stick to the research as well and just talk about that. You know, the Children's Hospital Association said that if the rule is finalized, it's going to set a dangerous precedent because, you know, the proposed conditions will make it very challenging for folks who access specialized healthcare, no matter what it is, to be withheld on government mandated rules instead of being, you know, being a right. Millions of families could lose access to the care that they need. I also think that it's important to just say that trans people's health care is delivered in age-appropriate, evidence-based ways. The decisions to provide care are made between doctors and parents, just like health care for all other people. There's not some, you know, differentiating or random rules that are applying only to this group of people. It's made between parents and healthcare professionals who set standards to say that this is what folks need. And ultimately, we can't, you know, allow there to be sort of, you know, a positioning of this issues that's alienating trans folks, that's alienating trans youth, and sort of, you know, yeah, just propagandizing access to healthcare. So that was a very important headline, I think, to uplift. And another headline I had also on a healthcare subject is about the flu. Flu numbers are way up. So, you know, according to research right now, COVID numbers are down, pertussis numbers are on the rise, but there's a new variant of the flu. U.S. flu activity is taking a huge jump this season. And the source that I sort of found for this information was an article from the University of Minnesota and the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy. It was an article that was published on December 19th, so not too long ago, but it was sort of talking about trends. We see that U.S. flu activity is taking a huge jump, and there are also two confirmed deaths in young people from complications of this latest flu variant. Some other facts and figures that came from the article was sort of the CDC estimating that there have been 4.6 million illnesses, 50,000 hospitalizations, and 1,900 deaths from the flu so far this season. And we're very much sort of in the beginning of flu season. Flu season is as long as it is cold outside. I think it's just sort of important to uplift this because I think that there has been sort of a public health misinformation crisis. I think in large part due to how the COVID pandemic was handled or mishandled in a way that our sort of trust in public health officials was extremely eroded. There was not sort of clear messaging or rallying of the public, I would say the American public, as far as how do we collectively work together to address the repetitive issue of infectious disease is spreading. Like, this is the reality that we live in, is that infectious diseases, whether it be COVID, whether it be the flu, whether it be pertussis, whether it be the measles or the mumps, these things exist. They spread, they mutate, and they transform. And if you kind of dig into research over decades, over generations after generations, there has been a concerted effort in the scientific and doctor community to kind of work with the public to give us access to care that mitigates our overall risk to contract these diseases. Some of them are things like, you know, natural remedies that people do to kind of bolster their immune systems at that time. If that's, you know, drinking teas or, you know, taking ginger tea or just doing different sort of like natural remedies. But there's also evidence-based practices like washing your hands consistently with soap and water, not just hand sanitizer. Things like wearing a mask because the flu spreads through particles that you breathe in through your nose and through your mouth, going into spaces that are well ventilated because there's less particles building up for you to breathe in. Doing things like getting vaccinated during the flu season so that you have a layer of protection against this disease mutating, against folks getting sick. And we're approaching another time where, you know, it's the holiday season, folks are gathering, folks are wanting to be in community and spend time with one another. But ultimately, I think it's very important to uplift that we still ought to be taking steps to mitigate our risk and to mitigate the risk that we pose to others, because it's just a shame to think that there's been 1,900 deaths from the flu so far this season, and we still have many months of flu season left to go. I think that it's really important for us to just communally brush up on these practices to kind of root ourselves into the things that we know to protect yourself, to protect your family, and to protect other members of our community. But those were the two health-related headlines that I had for this evening. This is WPFW FM 89.3. You're listening to Inside Out Radio with Suge's Line, a.k.a. Sweet Corey Bay. And I just want to know if y'all can feel what I'm saying. So I got Minnie Riperton coming up next with Can You Feel What I'm Saying? You're listening to WPFW 89.3. This is Suge Zion, a.k.a. Sweet Corey Bay for Inside Out Radio. We're approaching the half hour, and we will take a quick station break.
Hi, this is Jim Byers, host of the Latin Flavor Classic Edition. For nearly 5 decades, support from listeners like you has kept WPFW's wheels rolling. In fact, the single largest category of donations comes from those who donate an unused car to the station. That's right, running or not. Even a car sitting idle that needs thousands of dollars in repairs can do wonders for WPFW. If you can't drive it, donate it. WPFW will get the proceeds, and you'll get a tax break. Go to WPFWFM.org or call 1-866-WPFW-CAR. That's 1-866-973-9227 for more information. Help WPFW continue building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
You're listening to WPFW 89.3. This is Sweet Corey Bay here for Inside Out Radio. Sweet Corey Bay, a.k.a. Suge's Line. We have talked a little bit in this hour. I'm still feeling very much in a celebratory, gratitudinous mood as we approach the end of the calendar. The last song that you might have heard before the station break was Can You Feel What I'm Saying? By the one and only Minnie Riperton. There's a really beautiful live version of that song that you can find on YouTube or on the Best of Minnie Riperton album released by Capitol Records in 1981. I don't know what it is about that record, but I have like three copies of it. Every time I give one away, I seem to like have another one that's just magnetized to me. I love that album so much. I kind of need to digitize some of it because it has not only that live album, but it also has a couple of moments of Minnie Riperton at a show talking to the audience. And there's a particularly beautiful interlude where she just talks about, you know, being the type of person with the perspective of the glass being half full. And I'd say no matter what kind of year you had, if you can, you know, if you can hear me, if you have the opportunity right now to tune into this broadcast, that is a reason to just be, to be grateful for being, you know, a seeing, feeling, you know, hearing, just experiencing thing right now. I think that's something to be grateful for and to just, you know, use music and use all the things available to us to sort of help us to just feel a little bit more. But anyway, what I kind of wanted to do to just, you know, send everyone off well on the fade out of my time here from 6 to 7 p.m. is to just share a mix that I created with you all, as I like to do. This particular set is one that I did for a Positive Deviance event entitled Soul Food. It happened on November 23rd up in the Boogie Down Bronx. As I said earlier in the hour, I am, you know, a traveling, touring, performing musician, and I tend to find myself circulating all over in this life of music. But it was some of the first time that it was my first gig ever in the Bronx. I've played a few places in and throughout New York, but yeah, and the Bronx had a great vibe, not unlike DC, you know, a very diverse place. A place where you can kind of run into and kind of get a vibe from real people, which I really enjoyed. And I was brought there by a collective called Positive Deviance. They are a organizing group that is sort of creating cultural events with an undercurrent, not even an undercurrent. Their zeitgeist is really to host COVID realist events, to host events that are rooted in the knowing that infectious diseases, they exist. They're still impacting our everyday life. They're still spreading, and they mutate and they worsen when we do nothing. So it's really important to, you know, do what we can. And if we choose to do nothing, we are still doing something, which is, you know, kind of contributing to the spread of infectious diseases like COVID, like the flu. And you can still have a good time and take care of your health. So some of the ways that Positive Deviance allows folks to do that is that they require all working personnel to take PCR tests and NAT tests. They clean the air of the entire event space with HEPA filters and with far UVC lights. They kind of prioritize ventilation. They also require folks to wear a KN95 mask for the entire duration of the event. And it was really just a blessing to be able to create this mix at this event, to play there, to have an event where, as a working artist, I was able to actually take my mask off, because if you ever look up Sweet Korebe, all of the performances that I did across the year, you will always see that I choose to wear KN95 masks, because me getting COVID is the difference between me being able to be out on the road, to be on stage, to do what I do, or not. But yeah, you can still listen to good music. You can still have a good time. You can still enjoy yourself and practice, you know, mitigation strategies with infectious diseases. But yeah, I'm happy to share this mix with y'all. Let's go ahead and get into this set, and I will be back at the end of the hour to send you on your way. This is Suge's Line for 89.3 WPFW.
I want to see you with friends. I've won. think it's easy. Lost in the fog and the dust. Death in the valley so shady. Searching for someone to trust. You're my beacon in bad dreams. Steady hand when I shake. Feel your presence around me. Don't know how much more I can take. I want to see.
Well, I there's too many of you right here. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you right here. You know we gotta find a way to bring some love in here today. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. War is not the answer, 'cause only love comes today. You know we gotta find a way to bring some love in here today. Punish me, brutality, talk to me, you can see what's going on, hey, yeah, what's going on, I wanna know what's going on,
thank you. when I finally get the joke, the time to laugh is over. So I'm not amused by the sadness of it all. The ending draws much closer, but we still feel the same. So divine. Trees. I'll build my house here in the canopy. There's so much danger in the way we live. Stay beaten down by the invisible fist. So divine.
just gonna say it. You're not too much.
I'm just gonna say it. You're not too much. They're painfully plain, woefully devoid of flavor, flair, and fortitude. And they lack the exquisite architecture to balance beauty and bite. Will you let mere mediocrities cast shadows on your shine? Ha! Never!
Ha! Never! Never!
This is Suge's Line, a.k.a. Sweet Corey Bay, and you are, of course, are tuned to WPFW 89.3 Washington. Artists that you just heard in that mix include Daniel Sun with two U's, Donnie Hathaway, Nah Bonsai. There was some unreleased Kindle Emphasis with Black Folks Don't Swim in there, some Jose James, some Amber Mark, and a little audio clip at the end. Just, you know, reminding you to be with your fortitude and not let anybody dim your shine in this season. Man, what an honor. I'm really just in a celebratory mood, having done my show for, you know, all of 2025 in this fourth Monday slot. And I'm planning to stick around for 2026, no matter what the year throws at me. I'm looking forward to just calling in more good things, more community care, more music, more spending time with, like, you know, our ancestors and our histories, more just sharing the music, sharing the rhythm, sharing the groove. And you can stay plugged into all of this, of course, by keeping your dial locked to WPFW 89.3. Stick around and listen to the other broadcasters coming at you today and always on the station. And yeah, next time you hear from me will be in 2026. But as always, if this program helps you make sense of the world, please give what you can to WPFW. There's ways to kind of tap into that at WPFWFM.org to become a sustainer, a supporter of the station, because we could not do it without our listeners. But anyhow, this is Suge's Line, a.k.a. Sweet Corey Bay, signing off. If you want to keep up with me, you can find me on Instagram at Suge's Line, that's S-H-U-G-S-L-I-N-E, at Suge's Line on Instagram. You can find me, and yes, I hope everyone stays safe and is blessed out there. But yeah, that's all we got. Thank you so much.
Sunshine. Yeah. Folks get brown in the sunshine.